L'chaim, l'chaim, whoever gets a l'chaim from me now is going to have nishim goyim. Chaim, l'chaim. Amen. B'kar mamish yakol, but alech maydai, which is duchim. One after another, Avishu can do anything. Hakol yachol. Now. Schnapps. Give him schnapps. Give the guys. Give him a goose. Yeah. Bring out all the cups. Give a knock over there. We have goose. We have kissing caramels. We have Jack. We have Solichnaya. You know what that is? You ever have Solichnaya? This is chashiv. This is salted caramel. Anaya matzah. It's a little freilach. And thank you so much, Rabbi Yaffe, for reminding me to say thank you. What would I do without you? And I'd like to thank Torah Anytime, Kamashkocha Pratis, and Kol HaLoshen. And we're going to have Mir Tashem this Chanukah. Klal Yisrael is going to be knocking. We're going to turn over the world. And all the those holy Jews are taking over. All those holy, holy Jews. Now listen to this story, Rabbi Yaffe. Somebody calls me up, Mandel, I have a meister. He says, the Ger Rebbe came to America. And he needed a place to stay. To his Hasidus. You know, he's got a big, you know, where do you put them in? So Belz just built a new giant meister, whatever, super big. And they said, Ger, come to us. We're giving it to you. And you know what Ger did? They used it, and they left them $500,000. Now the mice is knighted. First of all, Belz and Ger are two, you know, they're both the greatest people in the world. Well, both of them, each in his own way. They're both big Hasidus. Now, I know that everyone's getting along, but in Teva, you know, people are human. You know, what? I'm better, you're better. You know, it would be normal that, especially the both in the Polish areas. Why are these guys fighting? You okay? These Jews are holy people. Not only they give away, Belz goes ahead and says, come to me and go knock as much as you want. You know what an iron tover that is to give away? We give away the whole Belz. Come, Ger. Park yourself on us. It's so beautiful. How all these Belzach see them with the Heilige Rebbe, what they did, what a Kiddush Hashem, and they come inside, the Macht, the Mamish Gemacht Freilich. You know what that is? Night in the days. There's a Meister of Chatzko. Rabbi Yishvei was Master of Chatzko. And Rabbi Yishvei said that he discussed, he was coming from Lakewood, and discussing how good Lakewood is doing. And Reb Chatzkel heard. And as Reb Chatzkel, he said, my yeshiva, he overheard Reb Chatzkel talking to himself. My yeshiva, your yeshiva. We're all there for the Eibishter. Ah! They worked on themselves. Anyway, Asher Chalkam, the holy Belzach Sidim, with the Heilige Rebbe. And the Ger has come along. We're not just going to walk out of this. $500,000! We're supporting Belz! This is delicious! I'm so impressed. And I want to say, P.S., that was us. I take credit, of course. Why do I take credit? First of all, I like to take credit. That's Beshita. Beshita, I like to take credit. You know, it's one of my, you know, I'm a man of principle. One of my great principles in life is always take credit. I believe in that. Very stark. You think I'm joking, huh? You don't know how important that is. Anyway, but a Yid has to know, you have to know, a Yid has to know that you have to realize it's us, these us Jews. Don't give me no stempels. Rabbi Chana Wasserman said, before Mashiach comes, say bye-bye to all the stempelach. This stempel and that. Garda, I love stempelach. Rabbi Miller speaks about every shevet had its degel. hold up your flag. This is what I'm all about. I have, but again, this is between you and me. When Mashiach comes, we're going to be above all these things. And it's all the same. It's all Klal Yisrael. We're together. When you do something good, it's me also. We're all together. It's us. And by the way, someone showed me, I said this from way back, I was Mechadish Bezer Hashem, that when you see good in someone else, then you have a chelik and whatever he did. I told him, Rav Schlesinger, he told me it's Teres Emes. If I'm happy with all the, when I pass by the Menorah of Chanukah, the holy streets of Lakewood, or the holy streets of Borough Park or Williamsburg, I say, that's us. Thank you, Abishta. Look what they're doing. And Hashem loves that stuff. He loves it. I'm telling you, he likes it. Speak about nice things about Klal Yisrael. Go nonstop. They say, Lady Yisrael Meditchim used to be nonstop with his. We say good stuff. It's a lot of fun. Especially if you really can't stand the guy. Or you're jealous, you're green. Davka say, you want to be in Nevada? You know. You know, in Nevada, everybody knows if somebody will suddenly pop up and start saying, this guy's give all the say, uh-oh, why did he say that for? Everything okay? You know, somebody too in Nevada, they're kissing in the streets from head to toe. Uh-oh, why did they have to do that? That's the matzav, I'm serious. Nevada, but it's fine. I don't have any problems with anything. I'm gore holy, you know. I want to tell you why I keep saying that. It's not kedai to say, I have a problem, I have to work on it. It's not kedai. Sometimes it is, if you have a game plan, a mahalach, okay. But normally speaking, it pulls you down. Don't even say it. Who says you have a problem? Hold yourself a Muslim. Tosa shlech, I'm a Muslim. Come inside, make yourself comfortable. Anyway, Rabbi Sai, this is a beautiful story, and I'm having such nachas from it. In the next world, when you're happy with other people doing, then you're going to get so much Olam Haba. So much. The truth is, Shitas are really nothing. It's all the same. Except for Nabarik. I'm joking. Nabarik is taka special. No, I'm just joking. Anyway. Now. You know, you can go around with envy all your life. You want to do it? You like that stuff? Go for it. Do you know, in the Vardiga was taught, that people like to be stuck with their bad midos? There are certain addictions that, very serious stuff, that lavdafka, the guy wants to get rid of it. You know, he likes his mud pie. Look, you can't trust with holy, you got to daven your head off. To pull yourself out of different things, or whatever. But sometimes, I want to be a raid of COVID. It's a lot of fun. I want to remain a raid of COVID. You hear that? What's macht der? Kommt da rein. Macht der Chemisch. Gibt da rein. Yeah. Pop up the tear. Anyway, now I want to mention something. Speaking about Redifus HaKovid, listen closely. I heard that Rabbi Aaron Leib said this. Somebody complimented me, one of the Mosash Barabonim in Lakewood. This Rav, they say the Novominska, Zatzal used to give him names to David. He's a guard of the Hayvan Amench here in Lakewood. And he said he notices my B'Tochim Weeklies are constantly geared to not having kinna. I'm heavy into that. And I was Mechavan. I heard a Maisid, they asked Rabbi Aaron Leib, what's public? All the problems, all kinna. Everyone's busy being jealous. And the number one Aleph Beis of Betochen is, Sameach Mechelkai, I like what I have. Exactly, I don't care, don't give me, but he has this, don't complicate me. I like my Gemara, I like my Rebbetzin, my kids, my issues, my weaknesses, my Mishigasin, don't trade. You keep yours, I'll keep mine. Now here comes the story. It's a true story. This younger man is a top Rebbe. He's not the best. There's better. and he has, and what? But he could be maybe a little warmer, you know. But he's good. He's good. He's walking down the hallway in his school, and there are two boys next to him. One of them is holding his hand like Abba Rabba, you know, holding him and hugging him like this. And the other one's holding a little like that. What actually happened? Oh, so now listen to this. So the Rebbe, the parallel Rebbe, is coming down, and he gets white in the face. Says, look at that Rebbe, how they love him. Now look at me. You're dead. And nowadays you got to love the Rebbe. You can learn nothing as long as you love him, but it's fine. Rabbi Trenk used to hold a lot. But I believe I'm not there, but learn. He told this to me once. But the other Rebbe went berserk. You know, they like he's the beloved Rebbe, and I'm like, no. So now, the guy left his head off. He told me that day, his whole class had just rebelled against him. And the kid that was holding him, and they were holding his hand, was a weird kid that's not 100%. He held him like this, and the other guy was also some under my son. Punk, that day, the class was about to kill the Rebbe because they hated him so much. And this Rebbe told it to me. And the other Rebbe is green with envy. Look, they like him, they don't like me. Did you ever hear such a story? It's a true story. I want you to know, all envy is ignorance. The Welt says, imitation is suicide, envy is ignorance. You're full of hot air. Stop having envy. You don't know what you're doing. You don't chop nothing. You don't know what's really happening. You think, it's a horror, it's having a ball. Just like with Moshe Rabbeinu by the Maaseh Egel. Moshe Rabbeinu was, they showed him he's dead, he's not alive. Moshe Rabbeinu's gone, look. He was nifta, it was baloney. Dimyoin. In the Vardic, they hold a lot. They used to say dimyon. That word dimyon is, they use it left and right in the Vardic. Dimyon. You know, it's loy hayu dvar meyolam. You're worried about something that doesn't exist. You know, I hurt someone's feelings the other day. I just did. Come inside. Let's see the beautiful stuff. Someone behind you, one of our senior members. One of our senior members. How are you? Come inside. We have all ages. We have the old ones. We have all kinds. Anyway, the sweetest we have, Blyain Har. So we have Chashav Yidin come all the way from Borough Park. The cream of Borough Park is not shy. They come. Asher Solkechem. Anyway, so what was I saying? So envy is ignorance. Mamachtachnar is your whole life. You're envious of these two Yidinists. One is jealous of the other one. My sister, she has nachas, you know. I never can't raise my kids. You know what's going on in this world. She married a Dos and I married a Yens. And they go, meshugav tight. You know what I tell people? The Eibishter trusts you more, so he gave you bigger nesyonos. You hear that? You have a nesyonos? Shem Eibishter trusts you more. Because the other one, Shem's, I better give him a good life because he's not worth a penny. Like, let him have, let him cover it, he'll get see the Kedushin. Let him keep his see the Kedushin. Let him keep his Shlishi, let him keep his fancy house with his well dressed. Kindalach on the Mitzuyanim. Let him have his Mitzuyanim and have his show off all his nachas that the whole world has to hear about, you know. He needs it, Nebuch. He needs it. You hear what I'm saying? I'm dead serious about this. I'm dead serious. When you see anybody that look they're all better, say the following. Nebuch. Give Rabbi Yeshua. Chashav Yidin we have there. Sure. All. Anyway, so when you see somebody who's doing better than you, baloney. Now I heard that was Muhammad's Rabbi Leib said exactly this. there's one problem all over the place, and that's Kenna. And there was some this famous psychologist, he went against him. He said, no, there's other problems. And half a year later, he came back to Rabbi Leib, and he said, I think about it, I realize that's the problem. Everybody's busy with his jealousy. The ladies, look at her house. It's sparkling. And look at what a slob I am. Her kids are having nervous breakdowns from her because she's so masudar. She's so in the box. Every kid better sit straight. He's turning into a robot. Rav Wolbe warns about this. Don't turn your kid into a robot. He says, do this, do that. You gotta let kids breathe a little. But anyway, she's jealous like crazy because the other kids, look how she takes care of them. And look at the Shabbos table is knocking. You know, I heard this from a Manayal in the Seder, big Manayal. He said, come tonight. You know what he said? You think, oh, you sit by the Shabbos table and everyone does what they're supposed to be doing. It's a myth. It's a myth. Where do you make that one? What, since when? There's no such thing that everyone does. No, and you're supposed to do this. No, who says? They're supposed to be killing each other. They're supposed to be getting into fights. And the husband and wife, sometimes could be better. Or the panos, whatever. That's the way it's supposed to be. That's normal. This utopia never happened and never will. It's you're dimming. What? Oh yeah, we got to move the table. One of my senior gaboyim has the Baron Pesas has a good point. I've got to get on a diet. Lately, my sedum are closing in on me. Kiptaran, Rabbi Sai. It's chairs. Give it. Let's go. Kiptaran. Kiptaran. Oh, Chashavid now rolling in. Shtip, shtip. Rabbi Sai, shtip. You know what happened to me? On, by Tashlis? You know, there's a minig. They all come to, they all come to sedum. They come to get the Rebbe's Avedis. They hold that the Rebbe's Avedis are better than your mitzvahs. So everybody wants to get the Rebbe's Avedis. So the guys were shtipping me like crazy. You know, I was standing by Tashlich, and suddenly a whole mob is coming after me, and they're shtipping. I says, don't shtip so much. There's plenty of Avedis. You don't have to worry. You have to shtip so much. I tell you, all ladies, please, it's not for you. I'm going to say what I want now. The men are here. I say what I want. Please close off. Ladies, please. Yeah, I think your friend wants to speak to you. Please. I think she has a new recipe. Get your new recipe. I want to say. Anyway, this boy is talking to his father. And his father says, when Mashiach comes, Noshin Tzidkanius Negalim. So the kid says, Pa, I heard differently. I heard the Ein Ben David Ba Achi Yichlik Prutim in Akis, when there's no money left. That's when Mashiach comes. And you're telling me when the Noshim says, no, that's the same thing. So, okay, ladies, you can come back. I was just joking, please. I was just joking. The men are much worse. Yeah, we know the truth. The men are much worse. Okay, anyway, I'm just joking. Anyway, but the story goes like this. Now, this week, Meiridika Maisa happened to me. Meiridika Maisa, Rabbi Yisai, this Maisa is a gold mine. Do you know the Rebel Yishvei, Zechet Tzadik Avracha? I heard it yesterday from an anacle of somebody on his staff in Philly. Rebel Yishvei pulled him aside and he said, without Musa, you're not going to strike. Rebel Yishvei, you hear that? And he told the whole, I heard this the second time I heard this. I heard, he had a whole group of his, the Rebel Yishvei had a whole group of Bachurim, it was Benaz Dorim, Benaz Vanim, and he called them all over, and I'm going to tell you something now. Without Musa, it's nothing. And while he said it, they thought he was, okay, come on. Musa, just a few minutes, and 10 years later, every one of them said, he is so right. Musa, Rebel Yishvei said, you're not staging, without Musa, you're not going nowhere. Now I'm going to tell you about my Musa. Here comes. This happened this week. This week I had a day of Gehenna. Everything went wrong. The kids in class Oh, no. Everything went wrong. They didn't know. They didn't this. They didn't that. This didn't happen. That didn't happen. Everything went wrong. It was a bad day. My chavrusa, Shem Yirachem. He made a remark, and I was, yeah, well, I don't know why, but it didn't go. I have two chavrusas. It didn't go with neither. It didn't go. It was terrible. And the learning, last but not least, B'tachon Weekly, it was the first time I said, I'm throwing in the towel. This week, no B'tachon Weekly. I spent hours. I had my vet lechem talking to, no, it's not good. No, you can't say this. No, you can't say that. I was getting so dizzy. I decided, then I said, wait a minute. You forgot about Musa. Fapak developed. You know what Musa means today? To me, Musa means Fapak developed. Listen to this. I decided, let's forget. But you have so much work to do. You have hours of work. Let the world hang itself. I'm not interested in learning. I'm not interested in teaching. Stop this, the ganze betochen weekly, go hang yourself. I don't need you. I don't want you. I'm not interested. Don't give me the COVID. Don't give me the Zikir Rabban. Don't give me nothing. I'm learning Musa. I'm sitting alone with the Rabbeinu Shalom. I couldn't care less. I papak the whole system. Don't pressure me. And I sat back and I started learning Sharabit talking. There's an Eibishter. Forget us. Everything's a distraction from the Eibishter. And I sat down and I chilled out. Like, nothing matters. Nothing counts. It's not important. Who cares? It's all covered. Oh, you did this, you did that. Not a good chavrusa. Don't learn. You don't like, I'm not good at Rebbe. You know what you do when they talk with you. Came out, didn't come out. Who cares? Who cares? I've packed the whole system. It's done. I'm not interested. Now, boy, say, I had a short Musa say. The one I stretched it out a little bit. I have a quota. Right after that Musa say, the world opened up. On the spot, I made one last call about my B'tachon. Suddenly, things started moving. The next day, my Chavru said, for the rest of the week, we never learned so good. My class is knocking. Everything's rolling. You know why? Malad Musa from B'tachon in the Meidishten. Your whole life turns around. You're a different Bria. Well, you don't care so much. This has to be. What has to? There's only one thing. Ein oim avadai. Who cares? There's nothing in this world anyway except. Ein zok dehele geramba menoshos mezuza. Ein dover oimed lad. Loile lomim el yediyas tura oilom. You're going to take nothing with you that's going to stand forever except yediyas tura oilom. That there's an Eibishter in the world. Don't give me this. Eibishter, I have you. I don't need nothing. Don't complicate my life. I have one Eibishter. That's story one. Listen closely. Story two. How did I get into such a rotten day, which I'm seriously not used to? A bad day? When do I have a bad day? I never have a bad day. I just told my wife what a great day I had today. She says, okay, what am I supposed to believe? What is it supposed to mean? What does that mean? Is it because never say so that? Is it one of those? I said, no, it's real. This time, I'm going to say it's real anyway. But Grad, it was very good reason. We did a whole pair. We finished the whole pair. The kids all knew it. I wasn't getting anything today. I davened very hard. I was very tzabrachim. I felt the kid didn't know it. I davened a lot. You know, it says you're not supposed to forget your talmidim. You know, you speak, you're supposed to always daven for them. The Heilige Chofetz Chaim says you're supposed to constantly daven for your kindlach, that they should have b'nei Torah, they should have midas Torah, day and night daven for your children. I daven my talmidim a little here and there. Maybe said, please help those kids, those 9-year-old punks should stop picking on me. I'm joking, I'm joking. I'm joking. They should leave me alone. They should leave me. Stop picking. Pick up some of your own. You know, nowadays the kids aren't in charge. You know that. Kabbat has been caught. Isn't that the Mahalach? So don't pick on me. I'm from the Nebuch, you know. I used to, when I started teaching, I used to look for the oldest Malamed I could find. To get the real, I did that. I, you know, I went to Berman. Remember the old Berman? how to teach Mishnayos. He gave me a whole derech. I met him sitting next to me. He's a famous old Dr. Bakana Machanach. Ah, Borough Park. He had hundreds of kids learning with him. No, he was a big, big guy. So I went to see this one, that one. As the years went by, when I want to find out how to teach, if a guy's in the line 10 years already, you're outdated. I don't touch guys like you. Who just started teaching a half year ago? He's the only guy that knows what's going on. Because you got to be in with the latest. You have to know what's happening. Anyway, I'm in my own world anyway. I teach, there's one Abishta. You know, it used to bother me. I was very much involved in telling stories of the Abishta and the Abishta and the Abishta. And the beautiful world, the cuttlefish. Ah, I have my stories about the Abishta is delicious world. There's an arrowfish. Shaistak will go on forever. There's a seagull, you know. Okay, I'll say, well, I'll make it this. There is a herring gull. They go, a seagull, he has a red beak. He has a red dot over here. A seagull. What do you need that for? When he goes fishing, he comes up with a fish, and he has to feed his bubbalachs. There's a little fegalach. They're all sitting in the nest. Ah, they open up their mouths wide. It's so delicious. David's just beautiful world. He can't swallow that fish. He's going to choke on it. How is he going to eat that fish? The mommy fish, I'm sorry, the mama bird takes a nice feta fish. She can swallow it. She's got a big beak. She's got a big stomach. But this little bully, he's going to choke on it. So all the mommy has to do, she comes, stops on the nest, and she swallows her fish. And the little babala knows one thing. When you see red, say knock, knock. And the beak, she knows this instinctively, the little babies. So they knock on that red beak, which is right in a certain, you should know. When you want to make someone vomit, if he swallowed something he shouldn't have swallowed, you have to press a certain spot that makes the person regurgitate. You know that. So you know, ask all the first aid guys. You know, somebody swallowed poison. What's happened to me? Once my parents left me home alone, and I was a little kid, and I had a little cold, and I said, I'll take some aspirin. You'll be, oh, yes, sure. And I had a bottle of aspirin. And anyway, so I took one. And said, let me try another one. I was a little kid. I took another one, another one. Still not better. It could be better. The more, the better. Before you turned around, it was over. I took the whole business. My parents came home. How are you feeling? That's fine. You took some aspirin? Yeah. How many did you take? I took the whole bottle. It's a true story. I took the whole bottle. My father went, no, you took the whole bottle. Oh, no, my father's going to sugar. So my father, maybe he gave me some malichli ganesh. He took some boiling hot water. He knew my father was, he knew everything. And put a lot of salt. Take it down, blah, blah, blah. I had to take it down. That makes whatever. Then my father stuck his finger there. He says, there's one. All right, so there's another three over there. Here, oh, they're coming out one by one. That's the mice. Anyway, so the Abishta. You have to thank the Abishta for your father. A thing like that. Get out of lifting on Aiden, my father. Among other things, he got me, I needed stuff to say. That thanks to my father, I have some more material. Yishmak makes some yin lamp. I hold the jokes I tell about my shver. When I tell his jokes, it's a size of Deyves Bekeber. When I say, I'm zicha. No? Jokes more than anything. What's the shayla? Anyway. But he still wants people to laugh. So let me tell you the story. So he goes knock, knock. The little baby knows. You see a red dot? And that red dot is pulled. That's the spot that makes things come out. And out comes gefilte fish. It's freaking. It's digested. You know, Davidson does the job. He doesn't have to get himself like mommy and get a blender and start, you know, making a whole chasana to blend, to make gefilte fish. It it's automatic. As soon as it goes, the stomach does the job and starts mushing around. And before you turn around, out comes gefilte fish. The people say, oh my, that was great. Right out of your stomach. Was kann sein besser? I'm just giving one story. I got millions of these. I'll keep you here forever. No one told me the Abish is a delicious world. What a beautiful world. Ha! English shy. So anyway, how did I get into this? So I'm very, very into these, the talking stories. I once had a mice. Oh boy. I got a phone call. A horror story. Someone in Mishpacha had a serious medical issue. And I was shaking up and down. I got in the middle of class. I couldn't even focus. I couldn't teach. I spent a half an hour. And four doctors said, it's over. This child is going to be Hashem Yirachem. They already saw and they checked. And it's nothing. It's over. And the Rosh Yeshiva of the people who called me up, who is the most positive person in the world, even he said, it's over. This is not going to be a normal child. Kach mekach happened. Whatever it is, it's over. And then they call me. Call Mandel. And Mandel gets back into class. And Mandel starts talking about the Abishdan, the stories that I have, the Nisan that I have with medical stuff, these type of things, these type of, and one, and another, and another, and another, and another, for half an hour, the kids are listening. And what happened to the curriculum? What's curriculum? Oh, yeah, you have to cover them, finish the parsha. Oh, yeah. Anyway, I'm telling my stories for half an hour. I come upstairs. It's a new matzah. You hear that? They went to a new doctor, and everything's fine. I told them on the phone, everything's fine. Because I started feeling different. And they have a Rosh Yeshiva who is one of the Gedolei Yisrael, by far the biggest of the big, and he's super positive, and he's a Baal Mefis. They had Meisim with him, and he already is Miyash. And I came up, no more. Do you know how many stories I have? Okay, there was a war that took place. I'll tell you which war it was in Eretz Yisrael. It's Miketz. That's next week. Okay.